You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Kristen Zhivago, who is a revenue coach whose clients range from thriving young startups to those in the Fortune 500, including Dow Jones, IBM, and Johnson & Johnson, and the fastest growing companies, including Bazaar Voice and Eloqua. Kristen, welcome to Enterprise Radio this morning.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you. So first of all, the subtitle to your book is Selling the Way Customers Want to Buy. Can you explain how that differs from most approaches to sales?
Yeah, it differs almost completely. What I do is interview my clients' customers before I start giving my clients advice. And what always happens is the client has an idea of what the customer is selling or buying, sorry, what their customers are buying. And when I go out and interview the customers, I find out that their list is not the same as my client's list. So what the client thinks they're selling and how they talk about it and the words they use to describe it are completely different from what the customer is actually buying and why they're buying it, which is why a lot of sales and marketing activities don't work, because you're just not talking to them the way they think.
And how does your advice apply to entrepreneurs just getting started?
Well, if you start, it actually applies to anybody selling anything. If you're starting to sell and trying to sell and you miss the mark, you won't sell as much as you could, and your window will close before you've had a chance to really optimize your opportunity. If you're just starting out and you don't have any current customers to call, then you need to talk to people. You need to interview people, not sell to them, but interview them, which I describe thoroughly in the book. You need to interview them and find out what their real issues are, how they see the world, what their problems are, what they wish you would do, or what they wish people like you would do, and how they describe what they're looking for and the problems that they have.
Now, your book is geared towards generating revenue. What are some of the key steps to improving one's revenue?
The first thing you need to do, as I've already mentioned, is you need to interview current customers, and most companies have some customers. And the good news about this method that I've used over the years is that you only need to talk to about a half a dozen people, six to ten people, and have in-depth interviews with them, assuming you let them talk and you don't interrupt them and you don't sell to them during the interview. That's very important. They will open up and tell you what they really think. And using that information, you will then be able to figure out what the real issues are, what they want from you, the problems that they're trying to solve, and how they describe them. And you'll be able to then use that in your marketing and selling efforts. Now, this is really important because another part of this interviewing process is asking them how they buy. And how they buy has changed completely since the internet really became the main research tool for buyers. And also, it's not just the internet, it's that they are able to connect socially with other people like them and find out what those people think. You can tap into the thoughts of like-minded people more easily than ever before. And so you can just ask your buddies, you know, I'm thinking of buying this. What do you think? What have you done? What's your experience been? So that's changed everything, and we have to change with it or we're left behind.
Today we are joined by revenue coach Kristen Zhivago, whose clients range from thriving young startups to those in the Fortune 500 here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kristen, are there ways business owners discourage their customers from buying? And if so, how do you stop that?
Yes, they definitely do discourage people from buying. And, you know, the easiest way to realize this is true is to take off your selling hat. Because the minute you start becoming an entrepreneur, your life depends on selling. And you start thinking about selling, your product very differently than how your customer thinks about buying it. They don't need to buy your product. You need to sell it. So right there, you've got a disconnect. So what happens is people forget the steps, or they don't understand the steps that buyers go through. When you think of yourself as a buyer and trying to buy things on the web, there's all sorts of things. The web form that you're using to fill out the information may be difficult. The person who's selling to you might be asking for more information than you're willing to give at that stage in your buying process. That's a very common problem. Even in the B2B space, the business-to-business space, people will ask for all sorts of information just so you can download a white paper, when all they really need to begin with is your email address at the very least, so they can continue keeping in touch with you. And otherwise, just your name and company and your email address, that's enough. If they start asking for all the other data, the person who's buying is just going to abandon the effort and say, never mind, I don't need to give them this.
Lastly, what tools, technology, or otherwise are essential for sales pros today? And customers have certainly changed how they buy in recent years. How can they be reached?
Well, you have to do a lot of research. And one of the things I'm doing now with my clients is we are hiring people inside the company to support the sales force to do that preliminary research. Because the salespeople who you want to get on the phone with customers, now this is for the sales cycle that's longer than just see it, buy it. And by the way, in my book, I describe the various levels of scrutiny that a buyer applies to the purchase. So there's actually light scrutiny, medium scrutiny, heavy scrutiny, and intense scrutiny products in the world. And if you understand which category you fall into, you're going to be way ahead of the game. And I describe each of those buying processes. So you can understand that you don't need to use certain methods with a light scrutiny product. You don't need a big, long video teaching people how to chew gum. On the other hand, if you're selling an intense scrutiny product, you do need educational materials, and you need to continue generating them and getting them out there over social networks and on the web and via email marketing. So the type of product and service, based on the amount of scrutiny that the person applies to the purchase, is going to determine which tools you use. You also find out from your customers the tools that they want you to use and how they want to be contacted and how often they want to be contacted. But going back to the tools for the salespeople, you absolutely have to have a CRM. There's no other way around it. You've got to have a CRM. The one that I like is Solve 360, which I found preferable to Salesforce. Salesforce is more attuned to very large companies. If you're an entrepreneur, you'll appreciate Solve 360, and I don't get compensated for saying that. I just like the product. I looked at a number of them over the years, and that one's turned out to be the best. So you need a CRM. You need somebody to do the preliminary research. If you have enough budget, you can get something like Discover.org. There are now databases that are updated constantly, and they show a lot of information that helps you do your research about your buyer before you ever contact them. They expect you to do that, and they're bored if you don't. So research is a big deal. And, of course, LinkedIn is one of the best ways of finding out about people now. We all have that at our fingertips. And there's no excuse for not knowing about somebody before you call them.
Well said. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your book, Roadmap to Revenue, online, and how they could also be in potential contact as well?
The Roadmap to Revenue site is roadmaptorevenue.com. And I also have a blog, which you can link to from there, and my own site is Shivago.com. But the easiest one is roadmaptorevenue.com. Of course, the book's available on Amazon and other major outlets, definitely a Kindle version as well. And as far as my own, if they are interested in contacting me, all of my contact information is on my own sites, very prevalent, so it's easy to find.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Yeah, don't assume that you know better than your buyer how your buyer wants to buy. If you assume that, you're really going to miss out. If you are humble enough to find out how they want to buy, what they want to buy from you and how they want to buy it, you're just going to increase your sales. There's no way around it.
Kristen, it certainly has been our utmost pleasure to have you this morning, and certainly wish you a great day.
Thanks, Eric. Take care.
We've been speaking with Revenue Coach Kristen Givago, whose clients range from thriving young startups to those in the Fortune 500, including Dow Jones, IBM, and Johnson & Johnson, and the fastest-growing companies, including Bizarre Voice and Eloqua. And the website of reference, once again, is roadmaptorevenue.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.